Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, you lovely bunch. It's me, Clarky. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown. Don't worry, it's not just me. Imagine that. That'd be awful, wouldn't it? The other guys will be along in a second. I'm just here to thank you so much if you've donated. I really mean that, despite the slightly patronising way I said it. And if you haven't donated, maybe you'd like to. And if you would like to, you can do it here at comedy.co.uk/PFS/donate. Just think of all the wonderful years of joy we've brought you and put a price on that. £2. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it. Speak to you soon. Love you. Bye.
Okay, so as everybody knows, we start the show with a sketch. They're never that great, but we're doing them. We're stuck to the format. What we've decided to do, we improvise the sketch now, and that is always a problem.
Yes.
Because we're not keen improvisers. We're barely comics. We're barely comedians at this stage in the game. We're basically people who are one day away from temping.
Yes. That was always.
And by one day away, we temped yesterday. Yeah. Okay, so this week's theme is the classic household chore. We do it every day, of creosoting the fence.
Creosoting the fence? We've been accused of running out of ideas. No, thank you. Still hot off the press.
We've all got a rota, guys. We've all got a rota.
Creosote that bloody fence,
and
am
I'm
right?
Checking that rota right now because I'm about to say, Tom, Ben.
What is it, Matthew? Hello.
Is this the sketch?
Yes. As I was mentioning earlier on, all houses have a rota, right? Now, unfortunately, we've not filled in the rota for who's going to creosote the fence.
The creosote rota.
The creosote, if you will. So it's going to have to be one of you two guys, I'm afraid.
Well, I'm not going to do it.
Whoa!
There we go.
I tell you what, there was a huge ramp up for that sentence. Yeah. Very little when the sentence eventually arrives.
That is very much my style.
I think you've got exactly what it takes to creosote the fence, but let's find out. Tom.
It's not going to be me, Matthew.
Okay, fair enough. Well, you've both put forward such compelling arguments. There's only really one way to settle this, and that's to have a flatshare slam down.
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 Are you without me?
Flatshare slam down.
Someone's going to slow it down.
Flatshare slam down.
Hello. Welcome to Flatshare Slamdown, the panel show that says, and I need you now, tonight, and I need you more than ever, and if you'd only hold me tight, we'd be holding on forever, and we'll only be making it right, cause we'll never be wrong, together we can take it to the end of the line, your love is like a shadow on me all of the time, I don't know what to do, I'm always in the dark, we're living in a power keg and giving off sparks, I really need you tonight, forever's gonna start tonight, forever's gonna start tonight, once upon a time. I was falling in love, now I'm only falling apart. Nothing I can say, creosotal eclipse of the heart.
Oh, man, that's not so bad.
I'm the host and landlord.
So bad. I'll buy it.
I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby, and while they're under my roof, they will be following my rules. Yes, let's meet my tenants, the ever chirpy Tom Parry.
Ahoy, ahoy.
And Benedict Clark.
Hello.
So, Tom, why do you cry and mope when I ask you to creosote?
Well, Matthew, it's a terrible story, actually. The last time I was asked to paint a fence, I was going to do it with my best friend, who, I don't mind telling you, was the key ingredient used in a bowl of porridge. And I said
Jesus
to my
Christ,
best
Tom.
Friend, I said,
These
meet me by the
further,
fence.
Further away. Oh, okay.
I said, meet me by the fence, 10 in the morning. And he said, look, I can't. I've got a job interview. He went to the job interview and he got that job, and then he got a better job. And I said, "Are you going to help me clean the fence?" He said, "No, I've got an even better job." And before you know it, he owned a company, and then he was managing director. He was a real careers oat. That's right, a careers oat, everyone. Careers oats. Careers oats. Careers oat.
But why was that a problem?
Well, it's not a bad question for Caroline there, Tom. You had a friend who wanted to further himself in life, who was also an oat.
Yes. Well,
but does that stop you from solving today's problem?
No, it was a real problem because then I went to my second best friend.
No, it's okay. It's fine.
Wasn't a weasel. He was kind of like, not a weasel, but sure, one of those types of
not
creatures.
Not a vole.
He said he had a job interview as well.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, he got that job.
Good Lord.
He got that job.
A pattern forming.
A career stoat as I live and breathe. That was a real problem.
Big friend of Kim Jong-un as well, wasn't he? Big friend of Kim Jong-un. Ben, why do you find the suggestion so offensive?
Well, actually, I used to have a job as a handyman.
Oh, yeah?
I had this one job on, and it was for a posh person, and they asked me to varnish their fence.
Oh, yeah?
And I was like, I'm no David Copperfield. I can't varnish your fence. So I just smashed it up. Varnish, because varnish... A posh person saying varnish... Sounds like vanish, doesn't it?
Will you varnish my fence?
Varnish my fence.
And why was that a problem?
I got fired.
It's not as easy as it looks, Clive.
So obviously you cannot creosote the fence on your own. Who have you brought to be your lacquering lackeys this week? Tom?
Well, Matthew, terrible news. The Jamboree's in danger, everyone.
Oh dear.
Yes,
no!
I know.
No.
Our musical headliners cancelled on us at the last minute.
What are you talking about?
I know, but not only that, not only the headliners have cancelled, but the first on the bill have cancelled, and all the other acts have cancelled as well.
I'm assuming second and third and fourth.
And fifth.
Oh, God.
It's a long bill.
It's a huge bill.
The only band that haven't cancelled are Reef.
Oh, God.
That's upsetting. They're reformed.
Great to have them back.
It's good to have them back, but you can't run a whole jamboree on Reef. As I told my bar staff.
Man does not live on Reef alone.
No, although I did. 1998 to the year 2000.
Absolutely.
It's a great drink.
You replenish.
Anyway, lovely reference. Anyway, I found the most musically versatile person I know. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jess Robinson.
Jess Robinson is here.
Thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you for coming on the show, Jess. Now, what kind of a flatmate are you?
A really messy one.
Really?
I'm a bit messy and I'm also really happy in the morning. So
messy and happy.
The
worst.
The body's worst nightmare.
It's the perfect storm of awful there, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Just, you know, skipping around with knickers all over the floor.
Keep talking. Leaving.
I like the way you started making notes, Tom.
Yeah, move in with Jess.
So you just basically leave pants just... and stuff. Toenails, are you a toenail kind of person?
And I bite my toenails. I can bite my own toenails,
guys. Alive.
That's incredibly flexible.
Should I say here now that I am living on my own at the moment?
No wonder you're happy.
Yeah, it's
lovely.
Live
in your own filth, yeah.
Talk to myself and all the different voices and yes.
Did your flatmates move out or were you forced out?
I think none of them could live with me anymore because they all had to live with someone else for some reason. So
it just happens, doesn't it?
And then I divorced my last flatmate.
Of course, so. Yeah. That famously, you divorced your husband for being gay.
I didn't divorce him for being gay.
No, you're very progressive. But you just, obviously, it was...
It was fine. It was fine, guys. I just didn't know.
So, Ben, you brought something along with you. Well, we'll talk about that later in the show, maybe. But, Ben, who have you brought along to help you out with this creosote defense?
I really hope his mum doesn't listen to this.
I mean, no one does. So it's fine. Go on, Ben. Who have you?
I've bought my au pair. It's Caroline Mabey.
It's your au pair. Caroline Mabey, thank you so much for coming on the show. What kind of a flatmate are you?
Intolerable.
Right.
Ooh.
Not intolerant. Just, is that true?
Which bit?
That story about you having a husband.
Practice husband.
A gay man.
Yeah. A gay man. It's a bit like a shaman, but they do different tricks.
I've also cured a man of his heterosexuality.
Have you?
What was your trick?
I went out with him for 3 years, lived with him.
Yeah.
then...
loved him loads.
Oh, loved him. Oh, yeah. I loved him hard.
A little too hard, maybe?
Yeah, loved him frontwards, backwards.
That's the thing. That's when it goes wrong.
That was the trigger. Yeah, looking back, that's probably what done it, yeah.
Mm. I tell you what, I like it when it gets real. Because it really did, didn't it?
Yeah.
You know,
we've both made some really awkward silences happen already tonight.
Next
alienated
time,
the audience
the
completely.
Game.
Have you ever creosote effect? Let's move
That's
it on.
That's our next question we're going to ask.
Let's move it on.
It got way too Jeremy Carl. So we've met our contestants, but which team will be doing exactly what it says on the tin? Let's find out as we play round one. Woo-hoo!
Really special.
Yeah.
I mean, because I told you before the show I didn't know what creosote was, and that's explained it.
Yes, really. But I really know what it is. So round one is called verbal fencing. It's a game that tests quick wit and verbal dexterity. So I'm going to give one player on each team a category, and they must take it in turns to name things within that category. The player wins the battle when their opponent hesitates, repeats a previous answer, or strays too far from the original category. I've also written down my favourite thing in each category. If any player matches that, a sort of golden envelope. If any player matches it with my answer, they'll get a bonus
point.
So let's... love envelopes.
Oh, you should have done the envelope episode. Much more
Tom, Ben, who's going to lick the envelope? It's just... we need to think of new ideas. So let's start with Tom and Caroline. You love envelopes. Let's play. Your category is going to be things that are green.
Should we just shout out?
You do one, then Tom does
okay,
one.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, Caroline, I'd like you to start. Are you ready?
Yes. Peas.
Green grass. Frog. Hills.
Tunbridge Wells.
Jealous people.
Angry toad.
A sick person.
A leaf.
A frog.
Set a frog. I said a frog.
Tom, Parry, you are out early doors.
Do I keep going?
Do you know what? Yeah. You can do, if you can do a few more, you can get a few extra points.
A T-shirt.
Okay, no, fair enough.
Call it a draw?
I gave you a chance. Now, I can reveal that no one got my golden envelope, which was the triangular hazelnut noisette.
No longer
from Quality
exists,
Street,
Matthew.
From Quality
oh,
Street.
Oh, I was thinking of roses.
Yeah, Quality Street has the... In fact, they do the big ones now.
Bit of knowledge for you all there.
So next up is Ben and Jess. And I want you to both fight it out over...
No. I've got nervous.
Jess, you're going to start.
Yeah.
Things that make you smile.
Ben's face.
Oh.
Hesitation!
Oh, my God! Sarah! Oh,
Ben.
No!
No! Mine was stuttering! Guys! We flirted our way to victory there.
Yeah. It's the oldest trick in the book, Ben.
That's the old tactic. Oh.
Mate, you just got played.
Yeah. Flirt our way to victory.
You do got it played. To the policeman, do it to Ben.
It's quite a shopping list. But you know what they say? Fuck the police. So, Clarkie, I'm afraid you scored a big fat zero in that round.
Gutted.
But congratulations to Jess. Would you like to carry on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ben's beard.
Oh, you're dismantling him piece by piece.
Okay, we'll give you an extra point for Ben's beard.
Next.
Of course, the golden envelope, something that makes you smile, is someone pointing a gun at me and telling me that they'll kill me and all my family if I don't smile. Of course, I'd also have accepted kittens. Now it's time for our two house guests to go toe-to-toe, Caroline and Jess. Your category, and Caroline, you're going to start.
Yes.
It's things you could find in the sky.
Huh? Clouds.
Sun.
Birds.
Aeroplane.
Freako.
Freako.
Freako is a superhero.
Freako.
Freako. You know.
Freako is in the sky again.
Freako.
It's Freako.
Freako. What are you doing in the sky, man?
You know, I'm Freako. I can fly. Get off my case.
Freako.
What?
You're taking too much LSD again, Freako.
Yeah, man. It's the best I ever
you
had.
You can't fly. You're up a flagpole, bitch.
Hey, never coming down.
Freako, what I tell you?
Leave me alone, Mom.
You're wearing platform shoes. That's not flying.
Yeah, flying, baby.
I think Jess hesitated.
Freako.
What is
Freako?
What is Freako?
No
what
one.
If you have to ask, you don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
A Mexican cereal.
Yeah, apparently so.
I really like it.
Delicious Freako.
Very sugary.
Turns the milk tequila-y. I think Jess gets the extra point there for the end, the end of the round. I can reveal that my golden envelope answer was Freako. It was Freako.
Bonus points to Caroline.
Things you could find in the sky. I was looking for the fight scene from Moonraker. Now,
wow.
Hard to predict this round. You know, you think you can predict these things. You think you know a room. And then someone throws you Freako.
Freako, come on.
Freako. Freako, 12 o'clock. Get out of the sky, man.
Freako.
Freako.
Coming down.
What were you meaning to say?
I don't know if that's a question we can ever get the answer to.
No,
but
I don't think
so. I'm going to ask it again anyway. Caroline, when you began Freako... It's like BBC Four now, isn't it? I feel like Paul Morley. Now... What do you think you were attempting? What was the...
I was just trying to say a word.
Just trying to say a word. And you even failed at that. Let alone a word that is something you find in the sky. Freako.
Freako.
Okay, so finally it's Tom versus Ben.
Oi, oi. Oh.
The age-old grudge match we've been waiting for years. The temperature is rising because your category is things that are warm. Ben, are you feeling the heat?
Yeah, baby.
Because it's your turn to start... I'm just going to say right now, Freako is off the table. Oh, I'm doing an embargo on Freako.
Freako's hot.
Freako is too hot. Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. Freako.
Oh, am I Freako?
You're now Freako.
Are we doing this as Freako?
I'm not going to lie to you. I meant to say your go and I said Freako.
He gets in people's heads, man.
Freako's... Freako gonna get ya!
Freako's in the room!
Freako like the rhythm gonna get ya! Freako's gonna get ya! Freako's gonna get ya! Freako's gonna get ya!
Don't blame it on the sunshine!
Don't blame it on moonlight! Don't blame it on the good times! Blame it on Freako! Oh my god, Freako!
I like it. Would you consider some kind of spin-off deal?
I think so, yeah. Freako and the Man, I'm happy to do it. Yeah, why not?
Please.
Okay, so... Can anyone remember what the game was we were playing? So, Ben, you've got no excuse for stammering because you've had about 45 minutes to think about an answer.
Fucking right, brother.
I tell you what, let's really go for it. Let's see if you can get two answers. things that are warm.
Yeah.
Ben.
An oven. A car bonnet after a long drive.
Lovely stuff.
A hot potato. Isn't a hot potato hot, not warm?
Oh, yeah, you got it wrong.
A warm potato.
I'm going to allow a hot potato.
A warm potato.
I'm also going to allow that. I thought it was hot. The category was hot.
It's warm, I'm afraid.
Ooh, a radiator.
A warm room.
As heated by a radiator?
Yes.
You're coasting on fumes, mate. Freako.
A warm bed.
My belly in the morning.
Yeah. he's not wrong.
My forehead.
A fleece jacket.
He likes
a
pillow.
He likes a fleece jacket.
He loves a fleece.
He loves a fleece.
Clark, he can't resist a Freako.
Freako wears a Freako.
A pillow.
A gilet.
A vest.
A hat with ears on.
Okay. Are you going to do a hat without ears on in a second? I hope so.
Socks.
Sausages. That have been cooked.
But left to cool for a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
An apple pie.
The inside of a car.
After a long journey, you're sailing close to the warm wind, Thomas Parry. Close to the warm wind. Ben Clark.
The inside of a glove.
Oh, wait, have we not had a glove already?
No.
Oh, so many gloves, so little time. Tom.
A warm wind.
There's a lot of hot air coming from this side, I'll say that much. Ben Clark.
The inside of a hot air balloon.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Geothermal currents.
Yeah.
Geothermal springs.
Geothermal tires.
I'm afraid. Freako!
Freako!
I had to call Freako on that, but that was a very, very Freako good volley. A very strong volley.
A real game of chess it turned into.
Real, it really was. It was like Kasparov versus that computer.
Freako.
Freako. So I can reveal now that the golden envelope, the answer
envelopes
I was looking for was things that are warm, my hosting style.
Aww.
My hosting, lovely warm hosting style. Producer Ben, at the end of that round, someone else who makes me smile is you.
Aww.
Aww. What are the scores?
That's very nice, Matthew.
So, I mean, you wrote it into the script, so I guess.
Ben and Caroline have 2. Tom and Jess have 3.
No! Oh!
I don't know how such a low-scoring round is possible. I thought you were going to score about 15 points there. Was it just a round for winning the game? Oh, fair enough. Not the way I would have done it, but why not? Sure. So
that warmth is cool, doesn't it?
Really, yeah.
Frosty now.
Okay, so Tom and Jess are in the lead, but of course Ben and Caroline need not creosote over spilt milk. There's still everything that doesn't work.
Quite.
There's still everything to play for as we flop into round 2, because it is Flat Games.
Games. Let's play together. Games. Let's play forever. Roll the dice.
Spin that thing.
Put that there.
Do what you're told.
Games. If you lose, you get nothing. Games. If you win, you get gold.
Listen to that. Listen to that.
Gold.
Whoa. Well, it's still going.
Gold.
That's
gold.
7 years of podcasting, my friend.
Gold. Gold.
Yeah. All right, chill out, Walking Dead. This week we are playing our version of Battleships, which we are calling Twattleships.
Strong.
Fun fact, this is one of our simplest games to play, but one of the most complicated to explain. And also, now producer Ben today had a very important day. He was pitching a TV show. But yeah, he was pitching a real TV show to a
was
real
was it Flatshare Slam Down?
No. He's tried that 3 times and it's never worked. So
was it Freako?
It was, yeah. So obviously if you're prepping for a big TV pitch, what do you do? Make props for Flatshare Slam Down. He's made twattleship boards. Bring them out, producer Ben. Look at those.
Wow,
for an audio podcast.
Now, if you're listening to that, if you're listening to that tepid applause, you could be part of that excitement if you come down to the live recordings here at the Phoenix. Okay, so just to talk you through the grids there. Now, for the listeners at home, what we've got on stage is basically 2 graves.
You're talking about mine and Clarkie's careers?
Yeah. So they're basically sort of 2 boards that look a bit like tombstones, and they are 3x3 grids. There's 9 different envelopes there on those grids, within which I have hidden the names of 6 twats, okay? People we think have behaved in a twattish way at some point in their lives. One player picks a grid square for their teammate to unveil. If it contains a name, the teammate must do an impersonation of that twat for their teammate to guess.
Okay.
If it contains a miss, then the player moves across to the opposing team to play their twattleship's board. Just
what?
So that everyone
what?
Gets... Yeah.
Do what?
That's number Wang. And just so that everyone gets a chance to do an impersonation, after each one, the teammates switch roles. Does that make sense? It doesn't matter. We're playing it anyway.
Just an impersonation rather than a description.
An impersonation rather than a description, yeah. Oh, but you can use phrases within the impersonation that might help you. So yeah, I'll give points for impersonations, correct guesses, and a massive 5-point bonus to whichever team sinks all 6 twattle ships first. So I think we're going to start with Tom and Jess. Tom, you can do the first impersonation. Jess, what number on the twattleship's board? So it'll be like A1 or B2 or whatever. What would you like?
B3, please.
B3. There it is.
B3.
Okay, Tom. Here's a fun thing. Tom doesn't know how grids work. Didn't you do further maths?
I'm going to go to North Korea.
Trump. Oh.
Yeah!
Oh! I mean, very.
Not a strong Trump impression.
Not
a strong.
He
was very
gets
corrupt.
The job
very
done.
Nice. That was about as manly as I've heard Trump.
Yeah, that was really impressive. Okay, Tom, would you like to pick one for Jess?
D? No.
There's no D, no.
A1.
A1.
Oh, bold.
What did you just call me?
I got a miss.
It's a miss, sadly. Oh. So we throw it over to Ben and to Caroline. Okay. Ben, would you like to pick one for Caroline to do?
Yes. Oh, no. Please.
I'll go for B2, right in the middle.
B2. Caroline, your impression, please.
I'm worried I might get arrested for doing this.
Oh, is it Cheryl Cole?
Oh, no.
You're fine.
That was a mime.
Could
for
you
the
do
at home listener?
I don't wear...
For the listener at home, yeah, Clarkie, would you like to describe exactly what Caroline did? In what I'm going to consider,
she put a hand in the hair and with the other hand covered her first finger over her top lip.
I don't want to be like the man with the pug.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Fair enough. Yeah, absolutely.
Did you get it, what I was doing?
Yeah, I did get it. I think you're Count Dankula, is that
you were, in fact...
Hitler.
Adolf Hitler, yes.
Yay.
Very, very good. Okay, which means that Caroline, you could pick one for Ben to do.
And okay.
Caroline, by the way, looks utterly shell-shocked having to impersonate Hitler. Honestly, you're never going to be as bad as him. He's got a massive head start on you.
Okay.
A3.
A3. My favourite paper size.
Okay.
That's good.
Oh, dear. I'm so bad with accents. Yeah, no.
I love vodka and riding on bears.
Oh, it's Vladimir Putin.
It's Vladimir Putin. Very nice. Play another one then, please.
Okay.
I get to do another brilliant impression.
Another brilliant mime.
C1, please, C1.
C1, there it is.
Turn if you want to.
Oh. Yes,
that's very,
very nice.
Strong.
Yes,
that's good.
Margaret Thatcher.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic! Can we hear the rest of it?
No.
Okay. Worth an ask. Okay, which means Clarkie, you're now going to Caroline. You're going to choose
A1.
Oh,
is it Hitler again?
Well. I think this about a lot of things.
Is it Professor Brian Cox? Oh, we're talking about twats.
Yeah, I think this about a lot of things, and I'm going to write a column about it, and what? I've lost my job, so now I'm going to have some more opinions that no one's going to like, and inside I'm dying, I'm certain.
Katie. Is she called Katie?
Yeah.
It's Katie.
I'm going to have to push you
frog?
For slightly
Katie
more...
Katie Frog.
It's not Katie, Katie Frog,
but it's close, because frogs...
Frog Frogs. Spawn. Katie Spawn.
Can we
Katie...
She should be called Katie Frog Spawn.
Katie Hurtworthy.
No. I'm
Will Steele.
I think you...
Hopkins.
Yeah,
Katie Hopkins.
Frotty Hopkins. Who's Frotty Hopkins?
Frotty Hopkins.
It was indeed Frotty Hopkins. I think we can't quite give it to you there, so we have to throw over now to Tom and Jess. Great. Who did the last impression? It was...
I did. So, if I go for C2...
I wear my jeans really high and know loads about cars. Punch the producer! Oh.
Hey. Jeremy Clarkson.
Jeremy Clarkson.
Yay.
Very good.
Okay, would you pick one for Tom, please?
C3, please.
C3.
Oh, God, I'm a shit.
Is it Frotty Hopkins?
Oh, God. I mean, I'm trying to deliver something I don't believe in at the cost of something great.
Is it Theresa May?
Theresa May.
It is Theresa May, yes. Very strong. Another one from you, Tom.
A3, please.
A3.
He's been up all day.
I'll get you, my pretty. Your little dog too.
Oh, it's the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yes, and a very strong yes.
Very good. Gosh.
That is
a very strong rendition of that.
That's given me nightmares. It's only because we'd had Theresa May, else I would have guessed that.
Would you guess one for Tom,
Theresa
please?
Hopkins?
B1, please.
B1.
I'm your father.
Oh, da, da, da.
Yeah, it was.
Big Ben.
It's Big Ben.
Big Ben's a notorious swat.
Either Big Ben with a massive dong or Darth Vader.
It was Darth Vader. Yes, it was. Not bad.
How the fuck did you get that? Well done.
I'm your father.
Okay, another one, please.
A2, please.
Oh, okay. Right, here we go.
Oh.
Any ideas, Tom?
Robin Hood is a dickhead. Oh, I don't know why I got this voice.
I mean,
that's not the Sheriff of Nottingham.
That is Twattle Chips.
Oh,
that's Twattle Chips. So, producer Ben, at the end of that round, what are the scores? And if you wouldn't mind doing it as Darth Vader, be
The score. Ben and Caroline have 5 points. Tom and Jess have 14 points.
Oh! That's going to take some clawing back. Well, our contestants have all done some fantastic impressions, or at least some of them have, but what impression will they make in the merciless court of Beef Brothers?
Hey, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers, sorting out your beef.
Yes! Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share-based beef. And this one comes from Andy, who is in the audience.
Hello. I like Andy.
Hello, Andy. Right, I'm going to read out Andy's problem. My wife...
Uh-oh.
Doesn't start well.
Doesn't start well. But, you know, Borat made a career out of it. So, my wife hides all my contact lenses and is from Stoke.
Ooh.
Which makes it worse.
It does.
Now... In a rare break from form, we've actually got two Beef Brothers.
What?
Two Beef Brothers this month. We've got, is Sara there? Sara. Yeah. You're
Sara. Oh!
Weirdly sat next to Andy. Sara, can you grab the mic off Andy for a second?
Hi.
Hi, Sara, how are you?
Apparently not good.
Well, Sara,
Stoke twang, because,
because you've also submitted a Beef Brothers here, my husband / flatmate leaves his spent contact lenses all over the house. It's beyond annoying. I had a bath today and one was on my shoulder.
Looking bad.
over my shoulder. I can see.
I can't see the look in your eye.
Well, I can see out of my shoulder. One was on my shoulder, and he tried to put it in my eye.
Oh,
you tried to put it in your eye. Sorry, what? You tried to put
Why?
It in your eye.
I wear contacts too, so I presumed it was
the one on your shoulder was one for your eye. Okay.
I happen to think if you find a contact lens on your arm...
That's lucky.
Don't just randomly put it in your eye and then...
See
don't.
A contact lens, pick it up, put it in your eye, your eyesight's fucked. It's the old motto.
That's the way it goes.
Okay, so Ben and Caroline, you are on Andy's side.
Absolutely, have been.
Tom and Jess, you are on Sarah's side.
Yes, we are.
Run, of course we are.
Now, before we begin, let's have a quick cross-examination. Does anyone have any questions for either Sarah or Andy? Any questions for Andy, first of all?
Yes, how long have you two been married?
Over 10 years.
Over 10 years!
Oh, my God.
And how long has your husband, Sarah, if I can call him that, has he been wearing contact lenses?
All that time.
All that time.
But the disposable ones are a new thing.
Oh, here we go.
Really? Okay.
Do you have disposable lenses?
Yeah, but mine are monthlies and his are daily.
Oh, God.
So you wear them for a month?
Yeah, I take them out at night.
Oh, okay, fair enough. I was going to say that's...
I'm from Stoke, but I'm not that...
Not that cheap, yeah. Any questions from Ben and Caroline?
Andy, what the fuck are you doing?
No, I guess.
You're supposed to be on my side.
Yeah, sorry. Again, yeah, also, that's very key. Any questions that might help us make the case?
How long is your sight?
It's pretty bad, actually. I need the contact lenses to
stay. Oh, you need them? Andy needs them!
Andy, we're over here. We're over here, mate. Great joke if you're listening at home.
General contact question. Do you get contacts that are, like, not disposable?
Yeah, I wear those as well.
What?
Well, both in at the same time, I can see through time, basically. So,
are you addicted to contact lenses? Aren't
yeah,
you?
Basically, yeah.
Might as well face it.
But so sometimes I wake up and there's like a week's worth gone, and they've just disappeared.
So Sarah,
I'm
going to pop an H on the end.
Right.
So, are you hiding his contact lenses? And if so, why?
I don't need to. He does boy looks for them, so if they're not on his person, he can't find them.
Right. So unless they're not in his immediate peripheral vision, in which, by the way, is not really it's not a lot of space to look at. But yeah, basically, he does a very sort of perfunctory search around the place. If he can't find them immediately, he blames you.
Mm. Yeah.
That's very key. So I'm going to call upon Caroline. Maybe now. Hopefully, you've got enough information from Sarah and from Andy to make your case. So I'm going to call now upon Caroline. Maybe your minute. Begins now.
Okay, my minute's just begun, so I'm going to
use it wisely.
Pack it with stuff pertaining to the case. Andy, I'm the best lawyer you're ever likely to get. sorry about that. So what's this guy up to?
He's the guy who holds the microphone. It's fine.
Okay, all right. Andy and lovely Sarah.
So you've used 30 seconds already. I'm not going to... You may have to slightly pick up the pace because you have a mere 25
right,
seconds
okay.
left.
He's disabled. You're controlling him. Get over it. Is that...
When I said pick up the pace, I meant slightly more than... We've got 15 seconds left.
Stop abusing this poor chap. Look at him. He's got no hair.
He's 5 seconds.
No, he can't see anything. He's basically helpless, like a baby.
Okay,
now...
stop right there. That's your minute. He's got no hair. He can't see anything. He's helpless like a baby. You've described Tom, me and Ben. That's not Andy. Jess, you've got a minute now to begin your case for the defence. Now, remember, you are on the side of Sarah.
Justice.
Yes, of course. Justice. Your minute begins now.
Well, I think you don't know how lucky you are. You can't see the wonderful woman in front of you. And I think you really need to sort your shit out, OK? Can you go to the toilet in the middle of the night? Do you switch the light on when you go to the toilet? If not, then I can't remember where I was going with
that. Yeah, I was
going
to say, it was a huge opening
gambit. This is a different case we're working on at the moment. Sometimes that... We've got to bring court tomorrow.
Andy, how's your bladder, mate? How is it? Functional? Okay, fine.
You can't see in the day, so you can see in the night.
No, I just thought, you
you know, when you go to the toilet in the night, right, you don't turn the light on because you don't...
Yes, you do.
No, you don't, because you don't want to wake anything. Yourself up
this
anyway.
Is, this is Oscar's so story, it's all over again.
10 seconds left.
I just think it would be better if you were a nice person. Just stop being a dick.
That is your time.
Thank you.
Well, there we go, Jess.
That was good.
Thank you.
That was good. That was
now,
good.
At this juncture, I normally ask how the audience think it's going so far. Andy, how do you think it's going so far?
Badly.
Yeah. Stick
for
around.
You.
Sarah, how about you?
All right.
Okay, yeah, yes, fair enough. Great. Good, okay. Yeah, it's not going terribly for you. For the second case for the prosecution, we have Ben.
Hello.
You know whose side you're on?
I do. Andy.
Correct.
Yes, mate. First of all, I'd like to call my eyewitness.
Oh.
That's a lovely bit of business that isn't really a joke. But it kind of matches up. Well, look, basically, it's pretty simple. He can't see, and you can. So in this codependent relationship, you're the one that should be helping out our boy Andy here with his disposable contact lenses.
Already have two other children.
You had your turn, Sarah.
Basically, if you see a contact lens, don't pick it up. We should rename them non-contact lenses. And eyewitness. Thank you. Yeah.
Got two away.
Very,
got
very good. Very, very good.
I rest my case.
I know you, and I apologise there, Sarah, but Clarkie was making this case, but you've got a couple of other kids. Is that what you're trying to say? You've got a couple of other kids and you don't want to look after Andy like
Why did you marry your son?
I think
that's a different trial.
You may have misunderstood. That's for a very special episode of Beef Brothers. So, Tom, all that remains is for you to conclude the case for the defence. Now, I'm assuming you're going to do it as yourself this time.
No. I'm going to do it in the style of a Deep South defence lawyer from a John Grisham novel.
In a break from four.
Yeah, Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen. Presiding and providing. Your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Fanshawe Standen here, providing and presiding. Hell, I've been sitting here, digesting lunch, watching you guys chew over them damn big words the damn lawyers from the city have been throwing at you there.
You're still digesting lunch?
Hell yeah.
It's 10 o'clock at night, mate.
It was a big lunch. Busy times. Chicken factory. Say no more.
You guys straight to the factory,
lunch at the chicken factory. A lot of big here words here talking about them there change. Hell, we're a small town. We simple folk. We don't go for this there no change round here. Hell, let me tell you a little story there. Goes by the name of John. That's right, John there. You may remember him. Ran the bridge over the creek. Came into the town there. Hell, once a month that bridge would go up. Boat come in, boat go out. Easy come, easy go. Jimmy lower, Jimmy raise. Once a month, tidy like. Hell, drive my pigs to the market. Monthly. Big letter comes in then from them there big city. You probably remember the day. Nail it to the fence. Bridge goes up once a day. Hell, Jim there rubbing his eyes. He never seen the like. Seven children. Month goes by. Bridge goes up. Bridge goes down. Bridge comes up. Boat comes in. Pigs go up. Boat goes down, pigs go down, Jim goes down. We ain't from change round here. You ask Jim's widow. You ask the pig's widow. You ask the bridge widow. Best bar in town. The defense rests, Your Honor.
Fanshawe Standen, everybody. what was amazing about that is no one understood what it was about, but we were all deeply moved. Yeah. Deeply moved by the story there of the bridge going up and going down and those poor pigs. So, obviously, I can't make the decision myself as I'm tired. So instead, I'm going to allow our live Phoenix audience to make the call. So if you think Caroline and Ben, and therefore Andy, is in the right, I would like you to applaud now.
I mean, at least pretend.
Not looking great. Now, if you think Sarah is in the right, and that would be Jess and, of course, Fanshawe Standen, applaud now.
No further questions.
Sarah, congratulations. Do you think justice has been done?
Definitely.
Andy, how are you feeling about the whole affair?
I accept the verdict.
Oh, good. Good man.
Very good.
Buy some glasses.
Get some specs. Wear them in the bath.
Do you turn the light on?
Never.
You don't?
No.
Next up is the quickfire round. Now, most shows be ramping up the tension at this point, but not us. That's right, we don't play by your rules. Fuck you, the man. No, instead, let's float down the lazy river that is the quick fire jingle. Off we go!
This is the quick fire round. It's the round that goes really quickly. But it's hard to give it a quick introduction when you've got a hangover.
Oh, I can't do those bits, hi.
We've both got a hangover.
I feel rotten, mate.
We should be getting straight into the quickfire round, but I've got fur on my teeth. We've been away on a stag do, and we're both feeling the after effects. I've got the shits, mate.
We're getting too old for this shit.
'Cause we drank 12 pints of ale and then some rum. But let's not think about that now. Let's get back to it. Here it comes. It's time to do the quick fire round, and then we can just go for a bath.
Please not together.
Okay, well then, have a nice time, everyone. Drink responsibly or don't drink at all. Just have a nice chat instead and answer the questions as we play this, the quick fire round.
Oh, guys. Poor loves, are you better now?
Yeah, on the road to recovery.
Good, you seem chipper. So the quickfire round is all about taking offence. In it, I'm going to ask...
Ooh. Even the mention of the word round is giving me a flashback to the stag. There were so many rounds and so many drinking rules. Clarky even accidentally put 10p in his iron pint and had to see it off.
It was very upsetting for me.
Clarky's come back with a whole new reputation of being an alcoholic. Anyway, let's not dwell on the state of our livers. We're off to experience the hair of the dog. And you can all enjoy instead the quick fire round. Buffalo, Clarky!
Left it down the guitar.
So this quick fire round is all about taking offence. In it, I'm going to ask questions whose answers begin with an F, an E, an N, a C, or another E. And I'm going to give points for every correct answer, but a bonus 10 points for the first team to collect an F, an E, an N, a C, and another E. Thus spelling the word fence, in case you haven't... I mean, you've worked it out, right? You're a smart crowd. Instead of buzzers, if you think you have the right answer, shout out your first name. Tom and Jess, let's hear that now.
Tom.
Jess.
Yes.
I nearly said Frico.
Caroline.
Caroline.
Ben.
Lovely stuff. Okay. We will start.
Okay, let's do this.
We will start now with the first question. Remember, you've got to shout your name out first.
Caroline.
Name a pop star beginning with F.
Jess.
Tom.
Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury, I'll accept it. Yeah, you've got an F. Name a country beginning with E.
Tom.
Caroline.
I'm afraid it was Tom because you shouted, I can Caroline. Tom.
Ecuador.
Sure.
It's not as good as the country I have.
What were you going to go for?
Eritrea.
Oh, nice.
Can I have a point?
It's a pointless answer.
I'm going to...
name a food beginning with N.
Raffy.
Do you say Betty?
I said Tom.
I said Raffy. That's my dog's name.
You shout out your own dog's name.
Your dog's name is Raffy.
Raffy.
Raffy. Oh, Raffy.
So you shouted out your dog's name. Is your dog here to answer the question? Because
sausages.
Sausages.
It's too hard for me.
Caroline.
I mean, there's so many fucking rules.
Caroline, I would say you see the dream of winning the show. Just let it die. I am bending over backwards to help you out here, but if you're going to shout your own dog's name out instead of your own, then what am I supposed to do, mate? Rover, I mean Tom. Name a food beginning with N.
Nuts.
Nuts, I will accept. Name a place in the UK beginning with C.
Caroline!
Fuck, I said C.
Ben, shout out C.
I said my
How name. Is this complicated? You shout your name out!
It's so hard!
Caroline said her name. So, Caroline, this is going to take so long, by the way. I thought this
I
would
got
be fun.
It. I'll tell you the answer.
Okay.
Cheltenham.
Cheltenham, I'm going to accept, yeah. Yes. That is the sound of an audience delighted. They're one letter closer to going home. Name a household object beginning
Tom.
With E.
Tom.
But...
Egg timer.
Egg timer, I'm going to accept. By the way, what I love is Tom is playing so seriously now. You are really not seeing fun Tom right now. You are seeing Tommy Wants Home. Name a film beginning with F.
Caroline!
Caroline was just there ahead.
Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday.
Freako Friday! Friday.
It all paid off. Starting with Freak, it's worked out for you. Name a song beginning with E.
Yes. Electricity from Billy Elliot.
Written by Elton John. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. It's like you're crying when you're empty and you're full. Yeah, it's lovely. It's inside of me. What a strong musical Billy Elliot is.
Nobody liked that answer.
No one enjoyed it. name something you'd find in a hardware store beginning with N.
Caroline.
A Holocaust store.
No, not a Holocaust
Tom.
Store.
Oh, what?
Tom.
A hardware store.
Beginning Tom. With what?
With N.
N. Nuts, as in nuts and bolts.
Nuts and bolts, I'm going to accept it. Name a sandwich.
Tom is so angry.
I know, Tom is really upset by this.
So Tom.
Okay, go on.
Caroline.
Cheese and pickles.
What's the question?
It was a sandwich filling.
Sparrow.
Is
there a question?
Yeah, yeah.
We've got fence, haven't we?
Yeah.
Oh, you've got fence.
Oh, he was actually...
Do you know what I enjoyed about that? How much fun Tom made it. Because, you know what? This could have been a real slog. And actually... By knuckling down and not enjoying all the fun of it, we actually had more fun, weirdly. Okay, congratulations to Tom and Jess who won that round. What does that do?
And all the other rounds.
And all the other rounds. What does that do to the scores?
Makes me feel very sad.
The scores are really, really close. Ben and Caroline have 7.
Yeah!
Tom and Jess have 30.
Yeah! Oh!
So Ben and Caroline have to paint the fence with creosote and Tom and Jess get to paint the town red with me. Thanks to our guests, Caroline Mabey and Jess Robinson. Yay! We have been Patty. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown. Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry, with special guests Jess Robinson and Caroline Maybe. It was devised by Patrick Smith, producer Ben Walker. Big thanks to everyone who came down to see the recording, to the good people at the Phoenix in London, to the Do the Right Thing podcast, to Orange Box, the British Comedy Guide, and to Gwyn Rhys-Davies and Marcia Thompson for helping out. Pappy's Flash Air Slam is a first production of the British Comedy Guide and the Internet Sheets. Everyone, bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.